Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI.
I probably put it at 15%, but again, I think that conversation with Diggs, is he going to tell Mike the truth? Because Michael, no. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is he
going to
tell
him?
Hey, look, I screwed up, man. I screwed up. That's what you thought it was, and I messed up, and I shouldn't have put me in that spot, you guys in that spot, and I apologize 1,000 times over, and you won't have another problem with me. Okay, good. We can move forward. But if you say, well, it wasn't mine, or no, that wasn't what you thought it was, or that's when you probably run into some more problems.
How's Mike Giardi on Friday with WEEI Afternoons? 15% chance, Keith. They move on from Steph Diggs, and it hinges on.
That's a little high.
That is high. I agree.
15%.
Yeah, Greg Bedard. At least Bedard moved off of we're just bored.
It doesn't even matter.
You guys are just filling airtime. It doesn't matter.
I guess it's something.
Yeah, Giardi says 15%. That is, I agree, that's a relatively high percentage. In all likelihood, he's going to be on the team.
Yeah.
But 15%, that's something. So I do still wonder, because there was just a sizable amount of, I don't want to call it reporting, but speculation that maybe he's not safe. And it's tied to the detail I read you from Florio in his contract. Reese had a detail on Diggs' contract over the weekend. So, like, now all of a sudden, everybody has details on his contract, and the Patriots can move on, and they don't owe him a dime. And people like Giardi are saying, 15%, he doesn't make the team. I wonder if this was a public pressure campaign to get Diggs to show up today. So let's find out. The media's there today. They're practicing later today. Coordinators are speaking later today. Will Diggs be there? Will he not? Based on Cardi B's social media, I don't think he's going to be there today. He should be there. I'll applaud him if he is. But I do wonder if that's what's going on. He's not really in jeopardy, but the Patriots are trying to scare him into doing what they want.
See, I feel like, to me anyway, the knee is still more concerning than any of the other things that are going on with him. Now, I guess if it gets to a level with the Patriots where the other stuff outweighs the concern with the knee and like recovering on time and being the same or at least close to the same player that he was, maybe that's where it becomes a little bit different. Because, you know, I think it would have to be, it's not like one big thing, right? Like, it seems like there's a chance for maybe it's a lot of little things, and if they're like, all right, we don't want to even deal with this, we're going to move on.
The biggest thing for me is the knee, and he's not here rehabbing. That's 1,000% the biggest thing for me, yeah.
Because they did go out of their way early on. Remember, Diggs was kind of the counter to their point about bringing in a lot of good guys. Like, that's what they did. Their draft class was almost entirely good guys, like captains and that kind of thing. Most of their guys that they brought in all played for either Vrabel, McDaniels, or Williams. They could vouch for all those guys. They're all great locker room guys. They talk about changing the culture. We had 2 weeks in a row we were talking with Curran about how, well, they probably don't want to bring in any knuckleheads with Drake May because they're not sure how that's going to go. And then they signed
then
Steph Diggs, which I was like, great, good. But now, like, the first sign of, like, maybe him not being, you know, like a choir boy, they're like, I don't know, 15% chance they might cut him. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, are you committed to this or are you not? Or, like, are you just going to, like, close your eyes and be like, everything's going to be fine this year? Like, I don't know. I feel like they're making a bigger deal out of it. Now, maybe your point on they're trying to publicly pressure him to show up, but I don't like that tactic either. If they don't think they can just talk to him and get a result, and they have to go through these different channels, that's not ideal.
Well, here's what occurred to me over the weekend, and maybe I'm late to the party. Maybe others have said this as well, and I do think we actually said this in real time. But what occurred to me is the Patriots are getting what they deserve with Steph Diggs. Like, they're 1,000% getting what they deserve. And I'm not talking about a guy who's worn out his welcome other places. We talked about that a ton. I'm talking about not going after DK Metcalf, not going after Cooper Kupp, even George Pickens more recently. Like, taking your time, waiting 2 weeks into free agency, throwing a contract at him that doesn't really have any real money in it. It's like, you didn't really even want to pay this guy. You waited 2 weeks to even sign this guy. He's hurt. He might not be ready week one. You didn't draft a receiver in the first round. You didn't draft a receiver in the second round. You took one towards the end of day two. And I'm excited for Kyle Williams, but you didn't aggressively go after the position. It's Mac Hollins, a third round pick, and Steph Diggs, who you don't owe a dime to yet, who may or may not be ready by week one and may or may not ever play a down for this team. Like, you got what you deserve. You tried to go cheap at the position. You tried to back your way into the position. And this is what you get. The guy you decided to pay after 2 weeks of not wanting to pay anyone, and you didn't even really pay him anything, you're expecting him to come in and save your wide receiver room. And now you're stuck with this guy. You got what you deserve.
It's a little bit like a lottery ticket, right? Not to that extreme, because Steph Diggs does have a track record. But for where he's at, and you saw how the rest of the league viewed him, if you think he's going to come in here and be close to Buffalo Bills Steph Diggs, and if that ends up happening,
great.
You know, it's like, you know, in 07, the Patriots got Randy Moss. The rest of the league didn't really want Randy Moss after those 2 years in Oakland. And then, like, holy smokes, he was the best receiver in the league in 07. But, like, they didn't go out there and give up a first-round pick and throw a ton of money at him. Like, they went with the value play and it ended up working great for that one season. But we'll see what Steph Diggs. Like, that would be pretty fortunate. That would be, like, some pretty good luck if you're able to get a monster season out of a guy who got to, you know, that point in free agency.
A couple of items here from Mike Reese in his Sunday notes on Diggs. And this is following up on Florio, yep, who had a lot of good intel on the Diggs contract yesterday. Reese wrote, at the least, Stephon Diggs and his boat video was an unwelcome distraction for Mike Vrabel. The first-year coach noted that a core part of his philosophy is to treat players the way they treat the team. In the video, along with Diggs being one of the few players who hasn't regularly attended voluntary workouts. By the way, there's another one that we're going to get to later on this hour.
Yeah. He's got some stuff going on, that guy.
Yeah, he does. One of the few, not only, who wasn't there for voluntary workouts sparks a question of how Vrabel views Diggs' first 2 months on the job since signing him to a 3-year, $69 million deal. Again, that's fake. They basically haven't even paid him a dime yet. Mm-hmm. Diggs' contract includes $16.6 million fully guaranteed, although as part of the clause in the contract, he must pass a physical to receive the money and other bonuses. Diggs is still recovering from a torn ACL he sustained week 8 last year. So that's two different people. All of a sudden, tons of info on his contract.
Yeah.
So maybe Diggs, and his side is leaking a bunch of stuff about the contract. Maybe the league is doing it. Or maybe it's the Patriots trying to pressure him into showing up today. And we'll see how that goes. 617-779-7937. Let's get to the phones. Cotto is in Boston. Get us started today, Cotto.
Adam the Weasel Jones. How you doing, buddy?
Always great. Always great, Cotto.
Love the program. Look, I think the Patriots, they need Steph Diggs. Do I agree with all the things he's been doing? No. And I agree with Rich that, like, if the Patriots can't talk to him and they got to go through the media to talk to him, like, that's BS. They should be talking to him. They should have communication with him. One thing that I just couldn't believe is that you'd go out and get a receiver like Mac Hollins instead of getting a receiver like Keenan Allen. I think, you know, yeah, he's older, but I think he's significantly better than Mac Hollins. And one thing that I'm really excited for is to see Pop Douglas with Josh McDaniels. I think that'll be awesome this year.
Okay.
It's going to have to be.
I mean,
I don't know if it is, but like,
I hope you really don't see any of that. Because
Pop Douglas?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like he has, if Steph Diggs isn't available for the first
month. That's what I'm saying. So I hope Diggs is available.
I think he kind of goes to the top of your depth chart, doesn't he? Are you a Bourne guy still?
I've said before, yeah. I would bet on Bourne just with his experience in the offense. And we've kind of been waiting for Pop Douglas to do it. He hasn't done it yet. So he's in offense.
Well, I think that's the hope.
Really underwhelmed last year.
Yeah, he definitely did. I would much rather have Keenan Allen than Mac Hollins. I just wonder if Keenan Allen's thinking, like, I'm going to get paid three times what Mac Hollins is going to get. And he's waiting and waiting and waiting for it. Whereas Mac Hollins is like, yeah, I'll sign for that.
Yeah, the league is not lining up to sign Amari Cooper or Keenan Allen. Now, maybe those guys, right, teams would sign them for the vet's minimum, or they'd sign them for low money, but these guys are holding out for a bigger deal. They're waiting for injuries, maybe, but the league's not rushing to sign those guys.
No. But I would say, like, the idea, those guys on their own, or those guys as the number one on your team, is not ideal at all. And I think the whole league's telling them that. But in a perfect world, Steph Diggs is relatively healthy this year. If you had Diggs and one of those guys with the young guys, I like that better.
But
it's not happening.
If it was Diggs and Amari Cooper,
yeah.
Diggs and Keenan Allen, yeah. I'd feel way better. Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath on that. They got to actually pay somebody,
right.
Which, as we found out this offseason at wide receiver,
they do not want to do. No.
So that's why your receiver room looks the way it does. Ray is in Boston. Hello, Ray.
Hey, guys. Two-part question here, and I'll just rattle the two parts off, and you guys can let me know what you think. If Steph Diggs catches 65 balls for 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns is all forgiven, and if he does that stat line, which we know would be lucky, lottery chance, how much more do you put up with?
Oh, for me personally, the answer to the first question is yes.
Absolutely.
And the
yes.
answer to the second question is anything that doesn't put him in jail. Like, I don't care what he does. As long as he's not in prison, so he's available to play on Sundays, I really don't care.
Yeah, so I would stop short of that. I mean, if the team sucks, then I mostly agree with that. If all of a sudden the team's good and he's becoming a problem, and he's been a problem on good teams before. He's a problem in Minnesota. He's a problem in Buffalo. He's a problem probably last year on Houston, if I had to guess. And those are all good teams. So at a certain point, I can only take so much of a guy being a distraction on a good team.
Yeah.
On a crummy team where you need all the help you can get, I mostly agree with
but
it.
But there's also a big difference to
we
me.
We won't care. If he catches 65 balls for 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns,
wants, I think.
No one's going to care about any of this. We all acknowledge that.
But there's also a big difference in my mind of the guy that just is screaming at the quarterback because he wants the ball versus the guy that is a mess off the field and is in jeopardy of getting suspended. Like, they're, like, that's,
I agree.
It's not all the same
but
thing.
But what if he's, you know, we've seen this before with other diva wide receivers. Yeah. Like, that, not only is he asking for the ball, but now he's quitting on routes and things like this. And so he's just becoming an unwanted distraction. If the team's good enough, that's a good problem to have. Yeah. Let's cross that bridge when we get there. But no, to answer the first question, if he goes out and produces, we'll all forget about all this.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, when the team's winning versus losing is a huge difference because, you know, A.J. Brown last year, for a long time, we were watching A.J. Brown and we're saying, if this thing goes south, could he want out of town? Cut to him dumping Gatorade on his coach, and you're like, okay, they're obviously fine. But,
but even still, we were still kind of keeping the door open after that.
It was like a little bit of a roller coaster with him, but like, I would put up with all that. He was great. Like, you throw him the ball, he's going to make plays. He's better now than Diggs, but Diggs had years like that.
Oh, he did, yeah. And look,
I don't know if those exist anymore.
No, me neither. But if Diggs can come back and produce, yeah. I'm not saying his career's over, but I do think it's a wild card how he comes back, especially the way he's committed and or not committed to the team, it seems, right now. One other item on contracts, you tell me how concerned you are about this, Keith. They have three unsigned rookies right now. One of them is the fourth round pick, Craig Woodson, the safety out of Cal.
Who had apparently a pick the other day, didn't he?
I guess.
Picked off Drake May.
Apparently they're referring to him as the Eraser, Keith.
The Eraser?
That's his nickname, apparently.
I don't mind that.
You like it?
The Eraser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Good. Okay. So that passes muster.
The Eraser's pretty good.
The Eraser is Craig Woodson. He's unsigned.
All right.
The other two that are unsigned, Will Campbell and Trevion Henderson. Okay.
Yeah, it's odd.
Reese writes, Will Campbell is one of seven first-round picks yet to sign his deal. The sides are working through details on cash flow.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
We don't have any.
According to sources familiar with the talks. So they're talking about the structure of the contract. I mean, the total money, I think, is mostly worked out in a lot of these deals. It's what are you guaranteeing?
Yeah.
Are they in bonuses? Are they in per game incentives, which is what I imagine the Patriots are haggling over, but that's just a guess. But they're working on cash flow. So they're cheaping out is what they're doing. Okay. That's the reason for Will Campbell. Henderson is more of a broad trend in the NFL. Pick number 38 is one of 30 second round picks unsigned.
Wow.
And here's the issue. The first two picks of the second round, Higgins and the linebacker, Schwesinger, both got fully guaranteed deals. And the rest of the league is
precedent has been set.
We do not want to pay second-round picks fully guaranteed deals. Yeah. So Henderson is caught up in that.
Okay.
But their top two picks are unsigned. Concerned or not concerned?
Not yet, but obviously put that to the side for right now. Like, that's just another of the overwhelming issues. I mean, you're between Diggs and this. Like, I don't think they're huge overall, but just keep tabs on them. Keep track of it. You know, I wonder how late in their mind for the Patriots, like Mike Vrabel, like how late in the game do you feel like going until it becomes an issue for you?
Okay. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on that. And it turns out Steph Diggs isn't the only one skipping out on OTAs and having a good time out on the water. Is Mike Vrabel struggling to get players to buy in? Let's get to that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
That was Seth Wickersham on the Pat's Interference podcast with Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald. I thought that was interesting since Josh McDaniel is going to speak later today. It's not the first time we've heard, and it tells you how media-friendly McDaniels is. It's not the first time we've heard, oh, well, Drake May could be in for a big year because of Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Like, you know the local beat writers love him. What was the crazy thing Schrager said a few weeks ago where he's like, there's no better place in the NFL than with Vrabel and McDaniels? Yeah. And now you got Wickersham just going on and on about how he sees the game through a young quarterback's eyes. And it's like,
yeah,
I guess we're referencing Mac Jones there.
I guess. Yeah, no, and that was good.
Who else would you reference with Josh McDaniels and his work with young QBs?
He had Castle, right? Oh, wait, was that him with Castle?
Yeah, I guess that's true. He did have, he did have Mac Castle. He also had Jarrett Stidham, who he never got ready.
No.
He had a bunch of quarterbacks in Denver.
Sam Bradford, he broke.
And Vegas. Sam Bradford, he broke.
Torch Bradford. All the guys in Denver.
Also,
the guys in
what year
Vegas.
Was Matt Castle by the time he started? Like 3 or 4?
Oh, he might have been in the league a couple of years.
It wasn't like a rookie. But he was a guy who never even played in college. So, sure, if you want to go back and give that
now,
to
this
him,
isn't a quarterback, but this would be a slot receiver. Remember when he went to Vegas and they're like, oh, he has Hunter Renfro. Didn't you think Hunter Renfro was going to be like the man?
I did.
He was not.
His career is pretty much over. Yeah, I think he's in Carolina now. He's out of football. Some of that's concussions, but he was
out of football. Now he's with Carolina, so he'll probably get cut again.
Yeah. So anyway, Josh McDaniels will speak later today. I'm curious what he says about Steph Diggs. I'm definitely curious what he has to say about Drake May and how he's performed to this point.
Definitely.
In OTAs. And by the end of the show, we should have reports coming in about how Drake looked. And I do care about this. He threw 4 picks 2 weeks ago. Last week, it was a quote-unquote uneven performance. Curran said on WEEI Afternoons he was skipping throws like a shortstop.
Still, arrow pointing up.
Wildly inaccurate.
Yeah.
And so,
hard to throw a pick when they're on the ground.
I want to see some progress out of the offense today, but I'm curious what McDaniels has to say about that. Meanwhile, Keith, I think Vrabel's having trouble getting some of these veterans to buy in. I mean, Steph Diggs is the face of it.
Yeah.
I missed this last week. Los Talks Pats, who does a good job covering a lot of these athletes' social medias and stories.
Yeah.
He had video, and I don't know if we have this for Twitch or not. Twitch.tv/Boston.
Yeah, I saw this. This was on an Instagram story, I think.
He had some footage of Carlton Davis zipping around on a Sea-Doo there. Is that what you call that?
Yeah, jet ski.
Thank you, jet ski.
I mean, I think that's the brand. That's a classic Kleenex tissue situation there.
Got it.
So he's in like low water. He's in, I assume, the ocean, right? Because there's like sand there.
Yeah, that looks like ocean. Yeah.
There's also two incredibly expensive like sports cars in the water.
Is that what those are?
Those look like cars, don't they?
I just thought those were jet skis designed to look like cars. Those are cars?
Are they? Is that even a thing?
I mean, look, I don't know.
Manny, you've seen this video, right? There's no way those are not cars. Or am I the crazy one? Look at that. There's at least three cars that are in there. That pink one, that's not a pretend jet ski. Look at thank you, Terp.
It looks like it's floating on the water, though.
Yeah, this is
what
like,
is happening,
Keith. This is like
what
when you take
that,
Keith. This is like when you take your kid to the grocery store and they get to drive around in the grocery cart that looks
it's
like
a real car.
It's not an actual car.
That's a real car. My kids could be listening. That's a real car. So what even is that then?
I don't know.
We're telling that's a floaty.
I think they're big floaty.
Yeah, I think it's. I mean, that's what I thought. I don't know. You think they actually drove those things into the water?
All right, people are telling me it's not a car. So what is it? What is it? That's also a jet ski?
That's what I thought. I don't know. I mean, I don't pretend to know.
A luxury plug-in hybrid SUV that can float on water. Ooh. This is just the AI overview.
Maybe we're all right. Yeah. Hey, maybe we're all right.
None of us are wrong.
If it's a hybrid, you're telling me it's a
duck boat.
You're telling me it's a boat. I'm telling you it's a car. What if it's both? What if we could share in being correct on this? Either way, do they race them? Do they just hang out?
It looks like they're just hanging out.
Yeah,
they're
just kind of chilling. Like.
Should we have any issues with Carlton Davis out
there? Looks like an excused absence.
He's out there floating around, having a good time. These are voluntary OTAs.
He looks like he's having a blast.
I don't see any pink substances, no Tusi. I don't see anything.
I think you can lift those seats up, though, and you can put stuff in.
Look, I'm not ruling out that there's anything on the water. It's international waters, Keith.
That's true.
But should we have an issue with Carlton Davis now? This is another big signing. This gave the guy a bunch of money. He can't bother to show up to OTAs?
Well, OTAs, what does the O stand for in OTAs, Jones?
Optional.
That's right.
No.
So it's optional, and these guys have decided.
Wait, what is the O? Yeah, organized. There you go. They're voluntary, though.
Oh, I thought it was optional.
Whatever.
It's not, okay.
They don't have to be there. I understand but shouldn't he be there?
They're voluntary.
What are you doing?
What does the T stand for? No, they're voluntary, right?
They are voluntary, yes.
All right, so maybe
mini camp next week is mandatory.
Maybe some of the veterans just don't go. Yeah, mini camp, different story. If we're having this conversation next week, and we get more jet ski videos and yacht videos, then I think you got your problem on your hands. But right now, maybe this is part of the deal with the veteran players. They're like, hey, we'll show up when it counts. We're not showing up earlier.
Maybe. I wouldn't be. Let's say you do have a deal with these guys. And you're like, look, you don't need to show up. It's voluntary. We'd like you to be here. But if you want to do it on your own time. Could you not blast it all over social media? Could you not put it out there slapping Cardi B's ass and partying with other girls and whatever Carlton Davis is like?
Two things.
Could you keep it off social media? Like, it's fine. Don't show up. It's okay.
But Diggs
it's
didn't
voluntary.
Post
could you not put. Yeah, he
no,
did
No, I know.
It.
You want to give him credit, but like, you want to still.
Cardi B's posting stuff now, though, it's not just a bunch of chicks on a boat.
So you're not going to float on a car and not take photos?
Dude, that looks sick. I didn't know what that was. I still am really not sure what it is.
Do we have
any other experts?
Text line says, oh, my God, it's just a boat designed to make it look like a car. Keith, not a car. Look at the wheels. Too high to touch the road.
Do you know my Dice eyesight's says not that, great, right?
Dice says that's not your grandpa's duck boat.
But they look like cars, right?
I mean, it looks. Yeah, I think I already.
So Google's telling me. That
I already gave
called,
you the example of the grocery cart. That also looks like a car.
those are stupid, fake wheels.
A BYD Yangwang U8.
That's what that is.
That's what it says.
What does that go for? You got a price on that?
I can find out.
Let me know how much that costs.
Yeah, good.
So what I'll do is I'll put a little couple dollars a day aside.
Yep.
Starting price is approximately $150,000.
That's a lot of days.
That is a lot of days. Yeah. How many years is $150,000?
It could do a 360 turn in water.
It could do a 360 in water?
Yeah.
These guys aren't taking it very deep, though. Does it have to stay like basically on land?
So it says it 360-degree turns, crab walks, and the ability to almost fully submerge underwater.
Dude, it's like the tumbler. It's like Batman. It's like the Batmobile. Nolan.
Rather be golfing. And the Twitch chat says, Keith thinks kids sleep in real cars that aren't just beds.
If you want to drive them, then there's parked. You take the keys away from them at night so they don't drive away on you.
All right. Is Vrabel having an issue getting these guys to buy in? I thought this is what he's supposed to be good at. I thought Vrabel was supposed to clunk heads together and motivate guys, and like I'm starting to wonder, what good is Vrabel? If he can't get guys to show up, he's not like some schematic genius, right? His offenses are, you know, right out of the last century, for God's sakes. So if he's not good at this, what exactly is he good at? That's my question.
What do you say you do here?
What do you say you do here? 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. Josh McDaniels speaking next hour. We got a Dork Minute as well with Keith on all the Netflix announcements over the weekend, which we'll catch you up to speed on. And let's get to the Red Sox. They did win 2 out of 3 this weekend.
How about that?
That's good, right?
That's a series, yeah.
So why did this weekend feel so crummy for the Red Sox? Let's get to it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.